إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله، اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى says: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر، ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر، تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام، هي حتى مطلع الفجر. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hamim, Wal Kitab al Mubin, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah, Inna kunna mundhirin, Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim, Amran min indina, Inna kunna mursilin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these two passages of the Quran, one dedicating an entire surah, and the other beginning the surah, Surah Ad-Dukhan, with words, with phrases, with sentences explaining the importance and the virtue of a magnificent night. Not just a magnificent night, but a magnificent occasion for the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Verily, or surely, we reveal to you, i.e. the Qur'an, fi laylatil qadr, on the night of al-qadr, on the night of al-qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs the servants of Allah jalla wa ala that the greatest miracle that was given to any prophet or any messenger, the greatest miracle in this speech of Allah that is the source of assistance and guidance, the source of strength and power, was revealed on laylatul qadr. And he calls it subhanahu wa ta'ala Laylatul Qadr. And as the scholars of Islam, they mention, Az-Zuhri says, Imam Az-Zuhri, his summiyat Laylatul Qadr, it is called Laylatul Qadr li'idhamiha wa qadriha wa sharafiha min qawlihi subhanahu wa ta'ala la fulan al-qadr, li fulan al-qadr ay manzala. He says it's called Al-Qadr because in the Arabic language the word Qadr refers to not just great or might or power, but refers to something for which there is nothing like it. You would say, for example, a man as Qadr, referring to there is no one like that particular individual. So Allah says, we reveal the Quran, the greatest miracle, the greatest source of guidance, the greatest form of assistance in this dunya and in the akhirah, on Laylatul Qadr, the greatest night, a night for which there is nothing like it. Hence he calls it and he specifies it and describes it as Laylatul Qadr. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. The scholars of Islam, they say, this question that is posed, and what will make you know what the night of power is, in the Arabic language, is to show extra magnitude and greatness. Because you're asking a rhetorical question to make the person think and ponder, what is it that Allah Jalla wa'ala is about to describe? So it catches the attention of the reader, it catches the attention of the listener. What will make you know what this night of power, this night of greatness and magnificence is? Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr, the night of power. The night of Qadr is better than alf shahr. An alf shahr in the Arabic language often is translated as 1,000 months. But in the Arabic language, the term alf refers to something that has no limit, something that cannot be defined by number, something that goes on for infinity. So Allah Jalla wa Ala is saying, Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr, the night of power and greatness and magnitude, is better then something that has no limit is as if though a person who finds Allah, worships Allah on the night of power, his rewards have no limit. His salah has no limit. His dua has no limit. His sadaqah has no limit. Alf shahr. Meaning it's as if though he's done it for an infinite amount of times. There is no number in the Arabic language. There is no way in the Arabic language to limit or to even significant to signify what you've done, except to say to you that it's an infinite amount of actions you've submitted to Allah Jalla wa Ala. He says, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام. تنزل الملائكة والروح. If you ponder about the statement of Allah Jalla wa Ala, he's telling us that on the night of power, the night of Qadr, تنزل الملائكة والروح, the angels of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and the angel Jibreel, they descend. They descend from the heavens and they want to go onto earth and look to the people of earth. The reason behind this is because the night of power contains within it a source of barakah that the angels of Jannah do not find in Jannah. So they leave Jannah to find on earth a source of barakah that they are unable to find in Jannah. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. It's a night that is blessed. It is a night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it special characteristics that the malaika want to leave the levels of Jannah to be able to find this source of barakah on earth. Hence he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ, with the permission of their Lord. Signifying that they've asked permission. They want to go, they want to leave their roles and responsibilities in the heavens that Allah Jalla wa Ala has created and come onto earth, because in it, salamun, in it, there's peace and tranquility. In it, there's barakah, there's blessings beyond blessings. Salamun hi hatta matla' al-fajr. Salamun, peace and tranquility, and all of these sources of virtues that Allah Jalla wa Ala describes in this surah, all of this is found until the moment the dawn, the fajr prayer commences. In it, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. In it, Allah Jalla wa Ala decrees and defines and speaks and makes the angels aware of everything that's going to take place in the following year. A night of greatness, a night of strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the month of Ramadan with. Oh brothers and sisters in Islam, this night of power, the night of Qadr, is found in the last 10 nights in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make i'tikaf and struggle in submitting great levels of worship in the first 10 days of the month of Ramadan. And then he told his companions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that what he was looking for and what the believers are searching for are found not in the first 10 nights. So then he searched and he submitted all of these acts of worship and struggled in worship in the middle 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And then he told his companions that what he was struggling for and what he was searching for and what he was hoping for is not found in the middle 10 nights. And then he searched and then he struggled and he submitted great levels of worship in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And he told us that this is where Laylatul Qadr is found. This is where Laylatul Qadr is found. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to say, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في العشر الأواخر ما لا يجتهد في غيرها. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would exert his effort in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan in a manner that he didn't used to do before or in the first 20 days in the month of Ramadan. He used to exert effort in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan in a manner that he wouldn't do throughout the entire year, because he used to understand that it's not just Laylatul Qadr that the believers are searching for, but the entire last 10 nights are the most noble, virtuous nights in the entire year. And it happens to be such that one of them is the most greatest and virtuous night in the entire year. The servant of Allah who hopes and looks for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must understand that the true virtues of Allah, and great, magnificent rewards for the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala is lying for him in the nights that will come before us, insha'Allah ta'ala. Everything you've exerted, every ibadah that you've displayed and submitted to Allah Jalla wa'ala in these first 20 days and nights of the month of Ramadan has only prepared you and raised your rank and allowed you, insha'Allah ta'ala, to understand that what lies before you is where the true, pious, righteous servants of Allah, they fight and they strive for. What lies before you, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, are the great nights of worship, is the Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, where your deeds are multiplied by multiplications that cannot be forced or cannot be said in words or statements. Khayrun min alfi shahr. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to say, in the hadith reported in Nasa'i, and declared authentic by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, La a'lam, I do not know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qara al-Qur'an kullahu, that he recite the entire Qur'an fi laylatin, wala qama laylatin hatta al-sabah, and never would he stand the entire night until the morning, wala saama shahran kamilan, and never would he fast the entire month, except in the month of Ramadan. Except in the month of Ramadan. And then she goes on to explain that he used to recite the entire Quran in one night. And he would stand up the entire night until Fajr. He wouldn't do this on any other night. He wouldn't do this in any other month. Rather, he would do this, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during Ramadan, during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Hence, Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah ta'ala, used to say, Ahabbu ilay. إِذَا دَخَلَ الْأَشَرِ I love for it that when the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan enter, that this servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala يَجْتَهِدْ بِاللَّيْلِ He struggles in the worship of Allah Jalla wa'ala throughout the entire night. And he struggles in reading Quran throughout the entire night. And he struggles in making dua throughout the entire night. And he wakes up his entire family following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because true love for your children and true love and affection for your family is making them people of paradise. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood this nature and understood this concept. Now, as we'll see, inshallah ta'ala, he followed it by the letter, struggling in his worship, as in submitting every single thing he could do throughout the entire nights of the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, worshipping Allah to an extent that he wouldn't do outside the month of Ramadan, nor would he even do in the first 20 days and the 20 nights of the month of Ramadan. So what would he do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And how can we as servants of Allah Jalla wa ala follow in his example in the nights that will come before us, inshallah ta'ala? What are the great actions of worship that this servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala must hold on to and must submit and must fight his nafs, must fight his shaitan, must fight his whims and desires in order to establish in these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan? The first and perhaps the greatest act on Laylatul Qadr and the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, to which Laylatul Qadr and the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan are described by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man qama laylatul qadri, whoever stands on laylatul qadri, iman wa ihtisaba, with iman as a believer, and wanting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, all of his past sins will be forgiven. Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an used to say, there are three actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for the one who strives in these actions to find all of his sins to be forgiven. And that is to fast the entire month, to stand the entire month, and then simply to stand on Laylatul Qadr. To stand for a moment in one of those last 10 nights in the month of Ramadan. This action, O brother, O sister in Islam, standing this night, standing the night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enables Allah Jalla wa ala to have mercy for you in a manner, as other ahadith mentioned, such that you will be returned back as a newborn baby. Hence the scholars of Islam, they say, it is an action for which Mercy is established in a manner whereby major and minor sins are forgiven just by standing on Laylatul Qadr, just by standing one of the last 10 nights in the month of Ramadan, ensuring you stand every single night, has made it such that one night, no doubt you stood on Laylatul Qadr, inshaAllah ta'ala. But the stand, oh brother, oh sister in Islam, the servant of Allah who is intelligent, and the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala who wants more reward, and the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala who wants to get the reward, not just of the standing, but to get the reward of the meaning of standing, as in he has stood, not just one type of standing, but he has stood many different forms of standing. Is the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala that looks to this act of ibadah and finds in it the avenues that Allah Jalla wa'ala rewards through way of standing. The first is, oh brother, oh sister in Islam, to understand that the greatest stand on the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan is the stand whereby a person performs his Salatul Isha and Salatul Fajr in Jama'ah. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as reported by Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu ta'ala an, من شهد العشاء في جماعة كان له قيام نصف ليلة ومن قام صل ومن صلى العشاء والفجر من جماعة كان له قيام ليلة. Whoever stands in Salatul Isha in Jama'ah is as if though he stood half of the night in prayer. But whoever stands in Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah is as if though he stood the entire night in Jama'ah. This is scholars of Islam, they say the intelligent Muslim is the one that understands the hadith Qudsi, the statement of Allah Jalla wa'ala, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِ مِمَّا إِفْتَرَتُ عَلَيْهِ, that the servant of Allah cannot come closer to me with anything more beloved than the obligatory action that Allah Jalla wa'ala has prescribed. That's the servant of Allah who's intelligent. Before he stands the stand of Tarawih, or before he stands the stand of Qiyam, he's already prepared for himself the stand of the entire night in prayer. We said, remember, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, that Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 months, is better than any number, is better than any limit, is better than an infinite amount. The one who stands in Isha in Jama'ah and the one who stands in Fajr in Jama'ah already has the entire night before he stood the entire night. He already has the reward of the entire night, multiplied by multiplications we cannot understand, before he's prayed the entire night. The second, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, the second avenue to get the entire night in prayer is as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in the hadith reported by Abu Dawood, Al-Nasa'i, and Ibn Majah, he says, مَنْ قَامَ مَعَ الْإِمَامِ حَتَّى يَنْصَرِفْ كُتِبَ لَهُ قِيَامُ لَيْلَةٍ, whoever stands with the Imam from the very beginning until the moment the Imam disperses, the moment the Imam goes away, the moment the Imam completes the prayer, is as if though he stood the entire night. It's possible for the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala, therefore, to get two great rewards of standing the entire night. The first, by praying Isha and Fajr in Jama'ah. And the second, by staying with the Imam from the beginning until the end. And the third, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, is to save the night for prayer, the Taraweeh prayer. The scholars of Islam, they say, the Taraweeh prayer, or the Qiyam al-Layl, or the Qiyam of the night, is defined, as Sheikh al-Shu'a'ir mentions, from the beginning of Maghrib until the beginning of Fajr. That's those who may be occupied due to work or other commitments in the later parts of the night or the early parts of the night, must understand that Qiyam al-Layl starts at the beginning of Maghrib until the beginning of Fajr. Thus, your Sunnah al-Rawatib, your 12 optional prayers, counts as Qiyam al-Layl. If you happen to be some of those who are occupied in the later part of the night, then pray Qiyam, stand up at the early part of the night. Make sure you have something in the night that you can stand for. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانِ مَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, whoever stands up in Laylatul Qadr. And this standing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to is not necessarily the obligatory forms in the form of Isha and Fajr. Rather, he is speaking about the voluntary forms and the Sunan al-Rawatib, the 12 optional prayers, the two sunnah of Maghrib and the two sunnah of Isha, counts as a form of optional prayers, counts as a form of standing up the entire night, or standing up for Laylatul Qadr. That's the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala. He looks to this act of ibadah, and he tries to emphasize, he tries to act upon it in Laylatul Qadr.
The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, as was the Sunnah of Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, in the Muwatta of Imam Malik rahimahullahu ta'ala, he would ask Ubay ibn Ka'ab and Tamim al-Darin radiyallahu anhuma to lead the Sahaba in prayer and to lead the Salaf in prayer from the beginning of Isha until the beginning of Fajr. And he would make sure and emphasize this move for these servants of Allah Jalla wa'ala during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Such that Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala reports that the Sahaba would lean upon one another. Some of them would lean upon the trunks of trees. Some of them would hold on to their sticks when standing up in prayer. But they would go and they would still submit this act of worship, even though it was difficult for them. For they understood, man qama Ramadan, man qama laylatul qadri, whoever stands up in Ramadan, whoever stands up in Laylatul Qadr, all of his past sins are forgiven. That's what, brothers or sisters in Islam, it may be difficult for you, it may be a struggle for you, but Jannah is achieved through struggle. And Jannah is achieved through submitting great acts of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh brothers or sisters in Islam, this sunnah of standing the month of Ramadan, standing the nights of Ramadan, standing the last 10 nights, is a sunnah we will going to establish inshallah ta'ala. Not just in this masjid, but other masajid throughout this country inshallah ta'ala. We'll be performing the Taraweeh prayers and then the prayers thereafter, such that we can have the entire night standing up for the sake of Allah Jalla wa'ala. From the great acts of worship in the month of Ramadan, or rather in particular for the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, is to recite the book of Allah Jalla wa'ala. As Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates in the hadith of An-Nasai, as I quoted before, says, La a'lam, I don't know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know of him ever completing the entire Quran in one night, except in the month of Ramadan, except in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. This was a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to recite the book of Allah Jalla wa ala. And how beneficial and how virtuous is the servant of Allah who stands up following the Imam, paying attention to his words, inshaAllah ta'ala. As some of the ulama of Islam mentioned, it is as if though, Allahu a'lam, he'll get the reward of not just the stand, but the recitation in the book of Allah Jalla wa ala, if he ponders and contemplates over those statements of Allah Jalla wa ala. Thirdly, oh brothers, oh sisters in Islam, a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and a sunnah of the Sahaba and the Salaf al-Salih was to wake up their family members during these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan and to ensure that even if they be young in age, they'll perform something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll have some type of stand to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll worship Allah jalla wa ala in some way or form during the last 10 nights in the month of Ramadan. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kana yatruqu, he used to wake up Fatima. In other narrations, he used to knock on the door of Ali ibn Abi Talib and Fatima, and he'd wake them up during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and he would say to them, ala taquman fatusalliyan, are you not going to wake up? Are you not going to wake up and pray? Are you not going to wake up and stand? Thus, Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah ta'ala says, I see it to be a sunnah and a beloved action of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the servants of Allah, those that are in charge of the family members, the shepherds of their families, wake up every single person who is able to wake up, such that every person in the family is able to perform something during that night. Something during that night. Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala says, he says, from the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to wake up his women, is to wake up the children, is to wake up the elderly, to ensure that every person has something to submit to Allah jalla wa ala. And what an honorable situation we are in this current moment, that qaddar Allahu ma sha fa'al, the school holidays have coincided with the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. Thus, O father, O mother in Islam, thus, O father, O mothers of children who are sitting here today, or those at home, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that you try to transform and change your timetables for yourselves and your children, such that they sleep during the day and you are able to wake them up for something, some act of worship during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. From the actions of ibadah during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, as Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in hadith that is muttafaqun alayhi in Bukhari and Muslim, she says, Ya Rasulullah, if I were to find the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, How do I invoke Allah? What do I invoke Allah by? Which dua should I often make? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Or for all of us, afwa fa'fu anna. Oh Allah, he says, Allahumma innaka afu. Oh Allah, you are afu. The one that loves to pardon. The one that erases sins. The one that transforms these sins into good deeds. Oh Allah, you love to do this. In fact, you call yourself al-afu. The one who does this. So have af upon me. So conceal my sins, erase them, transform them into good deeds. Don't leave any indication in the dunya or the akhirah of these sins that I've committed. That's the sunnah of the Sahaba. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before them is to invoke Allah jalla wa ala with this dua over and over again. To sit remembering him subhanahu wa ta'ala, invoking him, asking him for forgiveness with this particular dua. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَاءِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. From the sunnah and the traditions of the Sahaba and before them Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan was that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates, كَانَ يَغْتَسِلْ بَيْنَ الْأَذَانَيْنِ. He would make ghusl every night in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan بَيْنَ الْأَذَانَيْنِ, a forgotten sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the scholars of Islam, like Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, he mentions Bain al-Adhanayn, what is understood by the two adhans is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would take ghusl between Maghrib and Isha, preparing himself for the act of ibadah. The scholars of Islam, they say one of the reasons why he would do this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to be prepared outwardly, understanding that this is an Eid of al-Islam. Because Eid of Islam is a day of celebration. What an honorable moment to celebrate than the night that Allah Jalla wa Ala will multiply actions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he prepare himself from an outward perspective and also from an inward perspective, because ghusl, having a shower, kind of wakes up the servant of Allah Jalla wa Ala, and he prepares him for the night that's about to come forth. That's the servant of Allah Jalla wa Ala should follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard. Imam al-Nakhai rahimallahu ta'ala, his sunnah was to such that he would make ghusl in the every single night in the month of Ramadan. Or rather, every night of the last 10 nights in the month of Ramadan. And Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala an, he would go slightly further. And what he would do radiyallahu ta'ala an, would not only take a ghusl between the two adhans, between Maghrib and Isha, but he would wear his greatest garments and he would perfume himself excessively. Because he too, like the Sahaba, like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to take the night of power and the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan as nights of celebration, as nights of honor, as nights of glory, nights that were given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his ummah as a virtue. So they understood the significance and they understood its magnificence. So they worshipped Allah jalla wa ala by not just ibadat, but showing Allah jalla wa ala that this is a night of celebration by adorning themselves with great and beautiful garments. And from the acts of ibadah, they will conclude with inshallah ta'ala, is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of al-i'tikaf. By way of al-i'tikaf. Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to say that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would worship Allah jalla wa ala in a very strong manner. He would yajtahid bil layl, he would spend the entire night in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very strong manner. She says radiyallahu ta'ala anha, ahya al layl, he would stand up the entire night, he would wake up the entire night. His entire night was that he was awake. وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ, and he'd wake up his entire family. وَجَدَّ وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would strengthen his ibadah by submitting the entire night and all moments of it in acts of worship. And وَشَدَّ الْمِئْزَرِ, some of the ulama of Islam, they say this has two meanings. And that is, he wouldn't leave behind any moment except that he'd worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second meaning is, he wouldn't spend time with his wives in a form of fulfilling his desires. Because this was a moment for Allah Jalla wa Ala. And this was a moment to submit great acts of worship for Allah Jalla wa Ala. So he would cover himself, he would protect himself in that regard, waking up his family and not spend time with them. Except over the ibadah. Some of the scholars of Islam, they say, for those who are unable to make an itikaf. And this is the view of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, and Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, and Imam Malik rahimahullah ta'ala. And there's itikaf in this essence is not something that has a limit in terms of its minimum time. And thus the servant of Allah who is intelligent, when he enters in the masjid for Maghrib time, if he intends to stay until Fajr, he makes an intention for itikaf. He makes an intention for itikaf, secluding himself in the masjid. Whether they be the male servants of Allah or the female servants of Allah, itikaf has no minimum requirement except for your intention. So long as though you spend a little moment in the masjid with an intention, this becomes itikaf. Thus, for those of us who are unable to spend the nights and the days, the 10 nights and the 10 days in itikaf, and seclude ourselves within the walls of the masjid due to other commitments or other problems, whatever it may be, take advantage, O brothers or sisters in Islam, for the itikaf of the night. And that is when you enter into the masjid and you don't intend to leave it. Intend, insha'Allah ta'ala, that you're going to spend and seclude yourself as an ibadah of itikaf in this masjid. And you'll get the reward, insha'Allah ta'ala, as if though you spent the night. Then multiplied by 1,000 times, multiplied by limit numbers and limits that we cannot understand. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who make these last 10 nights the greatest nights of our entire life. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من قام ليلة القدر إيمان واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to struggle of ibadah. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to stand the entire night, to make dua to Allah Jalla whereby our du'as are accepted. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who can recite the Quran throughout this night. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our ibadah, to accept our stands, to accept our fasts, to accept our du'as, to accept our recitation of Quran, to accept our generosity, to accept every form of ibadah that we do in the month of Ramadan and outside of the month of Ramadan. Allahumma a'iz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قوموا للصلاة